Welcome to Cafe Grit. My name is Beth Ann Campbell, and I am the author of Where the Hell Is My Bacon? A book about a corporate team that triumphed over shitty leadership with the help of fried pork. I open Cafe Grit as a place where you can join me in figuring out how to channel your grit and find your voice in the world, whatever that means for you. This is the place to go when you've got the hankering for purpose, the taste for fulfillment, and you're tired of living the rat race. Thanks for stopping in. Cafe Grit is now open for service. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Cafe Grit. This is the place to go when you've got a hankering for purpose, a taste for fulfillment, and you're tired of living the rat race. And today, I'm going to talk to some of y'all out there who are tired of living the rat race. Pretty sure you're fucking sick and tired of living the rat race. But we'll get to that in a moment. Thanks for joining today. I am your host, Beth Ann Campbell. And if you are watching me on video, you may notice that I have a different background today that is quite focused. It is, for those of you on audio only, it is two middle fingers flipping the bird to those in, quote, charge of the rat race. We'll talk about that in a minute again. I want to talk about pink, not the color pink, but the artist pink. I love pink so much. And you know what I most love about pink? Her hair. I really want pink hair. And admittedly, because this is a place of honesty, I would have pink hair probably already if I didn't think that it would look silly on me and my chunky body. So I have long hair right now. It's shoulder length, a little bit past my shoulders. And I do love long hair. I really do. I'm as my mother would probably say, I'm a typical Aquarian. I cannot ever be satisfied. When my hair is long, I want it short. When it's short, I want it long. But my ultimate dream hair is pink hair, shaved on the sides, a little undercut, and then kind of spiky along on top, and maybe a nice cotton candy pink, just like hers. And I will fulfill this someday. Someday I will get the courage to just fucking do it and not worry about, oh, it's going to look stupid on my, with my chubby cheeks. I really should just do it because that's what I preach about, right? We should just do it and not worry about what other people think. So who knows? Maybe next time. And you know, I could always get a wig. I mean, I wear a hat all the time. People ask me, why do I always have a hat? There's nothing wrong with my hair. I actually have like triple colored hair. Right now, that's why I'm wearing a hat, because I have tri-colored hair. Because I have like a Bride of Frankenstein up the temples. And then, I don't know, a couple months ago, I decided I wanted to color it purple. Well, you know, normally when you color your hair and you have grays, as I do, Bride of Frankenstein grays, the grays don't really take the color very well. In this case, it was the complete opposite. The grays took the purple super well. So where it was kind of gray-white, it's still really purple. And this was supposed to be a semi-permanent hair color, which means it should have washed out by now. But unfortunately, or fortunately, I guess, I get complimented on it all the time. But now it's tri-colored. So now I've got the purple that's only really where the hair was gray. So I've got my brown, the purple, and then as it's been growing out for the last over 2 months, now I've got like a good inch of the white gray. So it's just, oh, it's so sexy. So sexy. But who knows? It's probably, I probably should just go pink just because it's, I can get one color. So today I'm going to talk to a specific group of people, and the middle fingers that are displayed in my background on video today are really for them to the company that they work for. A few years ago, I published my book, my first book, Where the Hell Is My Bacon? And it is all about a series of events very similar to what these folks are going to now, where people were at their utmost of fear, the highest stress that they'd ever been, crying in my office because they were fearful for their jobs because of an outsourcing event. It was, for me, one of the worst times that I've experienced, probably maybe even the worst time that I've ever experienced in 23 years of working in corporate. And even though the book has bacon in it, it's very humorous and about bacon, there is a very strong underlying message about leadership, particularly bad leadership, and how not to do things when you're dealing with humans. That is, establish trust, be compassionate, put yourself in their position, and be transparent. Many, many things. Read the book. It's available on Amazon.com or go to my website, BethAnnCampbell.com. I didn't think a situation at a company could get worse than that. When I lived that, even though, there was a lot of humor that I tried to bring out when we were going through this whole event, I was super stressed out, and everyone else was too. This current situation that my colleagues are going through makes the bacon days pale in comparison. I am floored, incredulous at the things my former coworkers are telling me every single day. It is egregious, atrocious, utter lack of compassion. It's callous in some ways, patronizing, depending on how you pronounce it. So this company is undergoing some hard times. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again, I get it. I don't envy anybody who has to make hard decisions like, oh, we're going to have to lay off people. I don't. I have utter respect for the fact that that is a reality for companies big and small. It is not something that I would want to do. And I certainly understand that those decisions have to be made. And sometimes hard decisions have to be made. But to quote Ben Stiller in The Secret Life of Walter Mitty, you don't have to be a dick. So you can undergo a major change that is going to negatively impact a good percentage of your employees in a way that shows compassion, in a way that shows respect for those people, in a way that is fair, or you can do it like they're doing it right now. So this company is undergoing a lot of layoffs, kind of across the board layoffs. They're also firing people for what I consider really ridiculous reasons. Maybe not all of them, and maybe some of these folks deserve to be laid off or fired. But I can tell you, nobody deserves to be blindsided. And nobody deserves to believe that they are doing well and thriving and improving or following processes or doing their best and then be blindsided with, oh, sorry, you're fired, and no severance or anything like that. In addition, as many other companies are doing, they are mandating their employees to return to the office part-time, 3 days a week. This is after the previous leader of the company promised, sent them home for COVID and said, you have a choice. If you would like to work from home, you may work from home, and I commit to you that that is going to be where you're going to work for the rest of your days. And most people took advantage of it, because in spite of what executives and corporate so-called leaders will tell you, most people prefer to have the option to work from home. Not everybody. Doesn't work for everybody. Some people like a hybrid, but more people than they're telling you would prefer to work from home. So now you have all these people that had a promise made. They've moved. They've changed their lifestyle. They've now become accustomed to actually having that flexibility of, their kids being at home, which some of them still are, dealing with the things of life that were super, super difficult and stressful when they had to report to an office every day. They're more productive. It's just overall is a positive thing for many, many people. But in spite of that promise, in spite of the hardship that it's going to cause many people, they're being mandated back to work. So I don't know. I'm kind of feeling like maybe I almost wish that I still worked there. I mean, I don't wish I still worked there, because it would be a shit show. I'm sure I would have been let go already. I mean, can you imagine, of all the, some of the reasons that I'm going to tell you that people got fired or laid off, are just going to make you shake your head. But can you imagine if I was still there and they just needed a reason to let another person go, to drop another headcount? Oh, it's the woman who wrote the book about the company. So I don't know. I almost wish I was still there, because then I could write another book, which I would probably title "Where the Hell," instead of "Where the Hell Is My Bacon," I would say "Where the Hell Is My Good Leadership?" Where the hell is my compassion? Because it seems to be very lacking. I'm open to other titles. So, you know, get in touch with me if you have a good title for me. People are fearful of getting laid off. Some of the reasons that people are getting laid off are frankly embarrassing for a company that has claimed to put its employees first, has claimed to care about employee engagement, has claimed to care about work-life balance. And again, I'm not saying that some of these people maybe should have been laid off, but I guarantee you, there are people working at this company and other companies that the majority of people think, why the fuck is that person still here? And they still are. But they're not getting laid off. But yet the good people that, you know, that they enjoy working with, that are productive, are gone. So I've been asked, you know, why do you speak out? Why do you speak out about people at a company that you no longer work for? Because I can, because they can't control me, because I don't have the fear of losing my job, because somebody has to. And the fear is so great here. I can't even, can you imagine when you have people being laid off for stupid shit? Can you imagine how many people are going to be incented to actually speak out? Not a lot. When it's your livelihood, a place that some of these people have worked there for decades. So I want you to imagine, because I just want to cover some of the just fucking ridiculous reasons that they're letting people go with utter callousness and just, oh, when you're laying people off and firing people, and then you have a town hall and you have your executives saying how excited they are about getting back to the office, that's offensive. That is offensive. Save your fucking excitement for down the road when people have recovered from this trauma. When you have people that are utterly fearing losing their livelihood, it's not the time to say, I'm fucking excited about where we're going. I'm fucking excited. I just want to slap someone, which I never would, because that would be illegal, but I can give you the proverbial finger. So there you go. You know who you are. So I want you out there who are not going through a situation like this to imagine. So one of the reasons why some people are getting laid off is there was a mandate that if on your last yearly review, which I fucking hate performance reviews because I think that they're just a joke, but I'll do a whole episode on that. But anybody who was categorized as a needs improvement, which could be a whole spectrum of people for various reasons, some of them very noble, but anybody who was in that category was pretty much mandated to be fired. So keep that in that context, because I want you to just imagine some of these scenarios that are being reported to me. All alleged, nothing confirmed officially in some sort of documentation. I'm just telling you what they're telling me, what the folks are telling me. So imagine that a number of you who have been great performers in the past, just coincidentally, this past year, suddenly get a needs improvement, and then you get fired. Coincidence? Who knows? Imagine that you're a good worker by all accounts, but then you get a needs improvement on your yearly review because you're new and you're learning, and somebody doesn't want you to be held to the same standard as the rest of the folks. They're trying to do you a favor, and you get fired. Imagine that you had nearly a fucking decade of getting an exceeds performance, exceeds expectations, which means you're better than average, nearly a decade. And then one year you move to a new department, you don't quite get the training that you need, and you get a needs improvement, and then you get fired. Imagine that you, the horror of this one, you have a major medical event. And then afterward, you use your company vehicle to drive from work to your doctor for follow-ups, and you get fired for it. Imagine that you've been doing something for the same way for years, and your supervisor has approved this thing that you're doing. And then suddenly, someone says, "You're not doing it the right way." So you try to correct it. And then you ask, "What is the right way? What exactly is the policy?" And no one can provide you the policy. And then you get fired. But your supervisor doesn't. Actually, multiple supervisors that approved this thing that you were doing didn't get fired. Imagine that you are working amazingly from home for several years, full time. And that option for you is a lifesaver. It's a fucking game changer for you. You're more productive. You can deal with life much better. You're working more hours. You're working more effectively. You're more flexible. You can work earlier or later, depending on the situation, which at this company, that's definitely a given. And you're promised that you can do this forever. And then suddenly, one day, you're told that you have to drag your ass back to an office 3 days a week. That might be 5 minutes away. That might be an hour away. It might be three states away at this point. And oh, by the way, the company is only going to give you one set of equipment. So if you need equipment like multiple monitors, which anybody really these days, I have four. And so that's there you go. But your company's not gonna let you have. So when you go into the office, you don't get the same kind of equipment that you had when you actually worked there before. You unless you drag it there. So basically, you get one set. You can either have it at home or in the office, or you can lug it. A couple of monitors. You know what? What's the big deal? A couple of monitors, a keyboard, a mouse, notepads. It's probably just a couple. You just get one of those. You need it like a large size check-in size. Suitcase. That'll be fine. So yeah, you're basically on your own, motherfuckers. Yeah. So that's the situation. So given all of this and so much more, almost so much more that I can't even talk about because there's, oh God, I hope someday people have the courage to come through and tell their stories because there's so much more, like stuff having to do with disabilities and who is going to be able to claim that they have a disability and who's going to be told, "Fuck you, sorry, your condition doesn't apply." Oh, it's just, I can't wait. I can't wait until those stories come out. In any case, again, I understand that hard decisions have to be made, but you don't have to be a dick. And frankly, y'all are being dicks. Not you, the people. But you, the people that have the titles and the big paychecks, which curiously, I wonder if their paychecks are being cut in the interest. That'd be a great question. That'd be a great collaboration exercise. A great way to build trust with your people would be to say, "Hey, we're taking cuts too." I'll bet that's not happening. I'm curious. I would love to know. I would love to know if the executives are taking a big chunk of pay cut. Since they're not getting fired, although I think we really know who needs to get fired, don't we? Anyway, personal message to all of those folks, the ones that are still there hanging on, the ones that were blindsided and let go. You're fucking badass. Things will get better, but right now it does suck, and it's not you. You don't deserve to be treated like this. Nobody does. I mean, short of somebody punching somebody in the face or that type of an offense, people should not be blindsided. They should be treated with dignity and respect. And that's not happening. And I'm sorry for that. So, and it's even though it's not my fault, I'm not sorry, like, I'm sorry, but I regret. I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed in this company. I'm glad I got out. And I hope all of you do too. I hope that some of you who aren't going to be one of those people that gets laid off, I hope that you find a way out because you deserve better. There are companies out there that do treat their employees with respect, even when really hard decisions have to be made. So hang in there, find the courage, because there's nothing more important than your health, your well-being, and taking care of yourself. The stress is not worth it. The stress that you are dealing with now and are going to deal with, and the people that stay are going to deal with it tenfold as well, because you're going to be cleaning up all the mess. You're going to be doing the work of more people. You, that stress is not worth it. It's not worth a pension. It's not worth a big 401k. It's not worth what you perceive as stability. It's not worth loyalty. It's not worth any of that, because you're going to feel the effects of all of this stuff for a very long time. I did with the bacon years. That was the first time after 11 years of being employed at a company that I thought I would never leave. That was the first time that I started pursuing getting out. And it took me 5 years to do it. Don't let it take you that long. You do have the skills. You can find the courage to move through that fear, and you will be better for it. And those of you who choose to stay, I get it. Hang in there and be strong. All right, folks, I'm going to end that there, giving one final double flipping. Actually, this is a quadruple flipping because I've got my pictures in the back. Quadruple flip of the bird to any corporation who treats its people like this big of a piece of shit. It's embarrassing. It's disappointing. Look me up, folks. I'm out there on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram. BethAnnCampbell.com is where you can find it all. And just remember, you are a fucking badass, and you do work for dicks. Hang in there and take it easy.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for stopping by Cafe Grit, where the moxie is fresh, the passion cold brewed, and everything is served with a heaping side of mojo. For more Cafe Grit episodes, please check out BethAnnCampbell.com/CafeGrit. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider giving it a rating or review on YouTube, Buzzsprout, or your favorite streaming platform. I'll be forever grateful, and in return, I'll wish upon you copious amounts of bacon, your favorite hot beverage, and of course, pie. I'd love to connect and hear about your grit experiences as well. Please go to BethAnnCampbell.com for links to all my social media. Cafe Grit is a product of Beth Ann Campbell, LLC, all rights reserved. Thanks again, and remember, you are a badass. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. Take it easy.